Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Beth Bielo, and you're listening to the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today. Today, we're talking to Heather Sell, a woman with amazing energy and creativity. She spends her days involved in a wide range of pursuits. Heather is an information technology security analyst with Bank of America. She's director of the Tampa Bay chapter of the Downtown Women's Club, and she's owner and designer of Glasterpieces. And we'll hear more about all of those activities in just a few minutes. Heather has enjoyed some recent recognition for her work, having been nominated into Cambridge's Who's Who registry. In addition, the Downtown Women's Club Tampa Bay chapter has been nominated for a local Best in Grassroots Marketing Award. The cherry on top of all of this is that Heather is a single mom of a 15-year-old daughter. Welcome to the show, Heather, and thank you so much for taking time out of what sounds like an extremely busy schedule to talk with us.
Thanks so much, Beth. I'm thrilled to be here.
So let's get a little bit of backstory and context here. And would you mind telling us a little bit about your day job and how you're finding time for all of these, you know, various pursuits?
Well, as you said, I'm an IT security analyst for Bank of America, and that's pretty exciting. I enjoy the technical aspect of it and trying to figure out, you know, what makes things run and tick, and that's my, you know, what I do during the day. The entrepreneurial pursuits with Glasterpieces and some of the other things that I do, that's a little bit trickier. Mm-hmm. And I really do have to designate time for it. I make sure that, of course, during the day there's time specifically set aside for my day job. And then, you know, in the evenings I set aside time specifically for, you know, making phone calls or emails or even spending time with my daughter. I make sure that there's time segmented out so that I'm donating the proper amount of time for it and making sure to get everything done as well, or not running myself too ragged.
About how many hours a week do you think that you put towards your Glasterpieces?
Oh, that's a good question. A lot depends on the orders that I receive. Mm-hmm. A lot of it right now is just by word of mouth. So I have an order right now that I'm working on for a reunion with 26 glasses, and for that right now I'm spending the weekends doing that. I would imagine probably between the course of the week and the weekends, probably about 10 hours right now. I have a couple of orders that have straggled in. So between the actual work and the design and working with the clients, about that.
So it sounds like your work might come in waves. Like you might have, you know, a big project and then it might slow down a little bit and then pick up again.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It really does. And right now it's a huge wave all of a sudden.
Sounds like a great wave.
All of a sudden, exactly. Somebody, you know, I had this huge project come in with the reunions, and then we had a couple of other little stragglers come in, so I'm trying to stagger them a little bit to get them in all in time and set my priorities, and that's been a challenge in itself. But yes, it's a wave. It's a huge wave.
So it sounds like pacing is also important to you.
It is, and I'm learning how to do that because this is new to me as far as the designing and the Glasterpieces. This is a new business for me, so trying to make sure that I'm pacing myself with that, learning how to do that, my time management in that area, it's been an adventure.
You are an introvert entrepreneur.
Yes.
And how does being an introvert support this work that you're doing, whether it's the pacing and timing and prioritizing or the creative aspect of things?
Well, being an introvert, it's much easier to lock myself away from people because I don't feed as much on being out with people. That can be dangerous as well, of course, because you still need that interaction with people and that connection. It can also, as being an introvert, be good because when I do go out to events, I tend to people watch a lot. I tend to be more of a listener, and that ends up bleeding into what I do with my work and my creativity because I'm listening to what they want or I'm listening to some of the things that they really enjoy doing or liking, and that tends to help build my creativity in that way. So it's a little bit different in that way. But again, the challenge is sometimes when I go out or I may not go out because it's much easier for me to stay in my shell.
You know, it seems to me that that goes with that pacing piece and the wave, because when the wave is high and big, mm-hmm. there's a lot of activity, and it's probably fairly easy to stay engaged, and to that's when holding yourself up and being mm-hmm. focused is really powerful. But then when the wave is a little bit lower, you know, staying in the shell is seductive.
Exactly. So even with those and the networking events, I still make sure to have, even when I have a huge wave that I'm riding of, you know, of my glasses or things that I need to get done, I still make sure that I'm scheduling networking events, mm-hmm. realizing that it's very important for me to get out and to socialize and to be social and also to be seen and to build my network and to be out there and personally meeting people. It's also very important for me just to get out and kind of let my hair down and be with people, period.
And along those lines, you did something that I would perceive as non-introvert oriented, which would be spearheading the creation of a networking group, Downtown Women's Club chapter in Tampa Bay. So can you tell us about how that came about?
I actually, because I tend to be more in the introverted side, I decided that I really wanted to go out and start networking a lot more. And I joined a couple of networking groups, and I found that some of them were very cliquish, which for someone who's an introvert, that's not a very good thing, because then you tend to back away from any of the events that are going on, which kind of defeats the purpose. And then also some of the events or some of the networking groups I was finding tended to charge. Not only did you have your membership fee, but there was usually a very hefty charge for each of the events that you attended, so it became very expensive to go to these events. So coupled with that, I thought, well, you know, I've been a member of the online portion of Downtown Women's Club. I've loved it. At that point, I had already been a member for about 5 years. I loved what they had to offer. I loved all of the wonderful things about their group. I saw that they had very successful chapters in other areas, and I thought, why not? I had a friend down here who was willing to be my assistant director, so we decided to launch, and we launched in November of last year, mm-hmm. and since then, I think we've had about 13 events, and that was one of the, you know, a couple of the basic reasons why we started. And I decided to go ahead and do it also because I wanted to stretch myself. I wanted to make myself get out of some of my introvert tendencies and ways.
And that's a, you know, it's a wonderful story, because I think introverts actually make very strong leaders and initiators of things like that, because as you described in the beginning, you weren't finding what was going to work best for you. And so you mm-hmm. said, well, I'm going to create the kind of event and group and network that is going to be most powerful for me and therefore for other people as well.
Right, exactly.
And so like you said, you're stretching yourself. And so what do you feel like is the biggest thing you've learned so far?
The biggest thing that I've learned, wow, that's planning and organizing is a really big thing. Mm-hmm. Time management for that as well. It's also a full-time job, and I've learned that you really do have to have a dependable group of people helping you out. If you don't, then you're going to wear yourself out, and you really need to learn how to delegate.
Yes.
I mean, I've really learned that. I've tended to take things on when somebody else falls behind in doing something, and we haven't had enough people actually helping out, and it became a full-time job doing it, so I've kind of learned to have some balances with that as well. So I think balance is a huge thing that I've learned.
So what are the benefits of being a member of an organization like a Downtown Women's Club?
A lot of the benefits of being a member of someplace like Downtown Women's Club is just the ability to network, getting your face out there, you know, for an entrepreneur, building your brand, putting the face to what you're doing. It's much easier for people to relate to you and relate to who you are. And then also word of mouth, you know, is so big. It's one thing to do the online networking, but unless you're actually going out there networking with someplace like Downtown Women's Club that has that presence, then, you know, you're kind of limiting yourself. One of the benefits of Downtown Women's Club is that it's a national organization. So you have local events, but then you also have an online mm-hmm. networking group and members, you know, which gives you access to people nationally, other women nationally, and also a support system, which is huge with networking groups. And I think that's really important when you're going out, whether it be Downtown Women's Club or another networking group, is to find something that really meshes with your personality and something that really fits you.
That really fits with another question I had, which was what should people be looking for when considering a membership in a business organization, and really taking a careful look at the personality and the culture of that organization is really key, because if it doesn't click with you, you're not going to go and you're not going to make the most of it. And I appreciate you bringing out that point about the local and national connections and presence of an organization. So looking for that bigger umbrella organization that can mm-hmm. expand your network even further mm-hmm. is a valuable
thing. It's very important. It's very important. And that's one of the things that I was really looking for. And as I was mentioning before, I actually was a part of the national organization mm-hmm. before I launched the local chapter. And I've been in love with it. They have teleclasses. They have seminars. They have blogs. They have a site where if you're an author, you can upload your link and information about your book. I mean, they have so many wonderful opportunities through their particular networking group that I found was really supportive to women. And you just need to find something that really works for you and makes a difference. It doesn't have to cost a lot. And I think sometimes people too associate that with, you know, quality. If it costs more, there's more quality. That's not necessarily true either.
And so what are some of the ways, you've just listed a lot of ways that somebody can get involved with an organization like that and do it very mm-hmm. cost effectively. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend for new members of your group that will help them make the most of their time with you?
I think if especially if they're an introvert, if they were coming to my group and they have any worries or they're a little bit hesitant because they might be a little bit more shy or they might need a little bit more help getting to know people, I would encourage them to reach out to the director or the assistant director before a meeting. And if it's the right group and if it's a good group, that assistant director or that director is going to watch for you when you get there and make sure to help make those connections with you or to at least begin making some introductions for you and kind of ingratiate you with the other members, you know, which also helps tremendously. I've been to some groups where you get there and like I said, they're kind of cliquish. Nobody welcomes you. They know that you're coming, but it's kind of, you're kind of on your own and fend for yourself, which for some people that's fine, and other people who are extroverts don't necessarily have that problem, but when you're an introvert, it's really nice to have somebody to kind of take an interest in you and kind of introduce you around. If the director or an assistant director knows that you're coming, and a lot of groups, like our groups, can have somebody who's like a social coordinator, they can help take you around and introduce you to people. Or if there's a specific type of person that you're looking to network with or to meet up with, let your director or assistant director know or social coordinator know. So if there's someone in that group that they can connect you with and make those introductions, that's a perfect time to do it.
Yeah, so making connections before you even go into the meeting.
Exactly. Be prepared. I mean, for me, that's the biggest thing. I don't get mm-hmm. as jittery or as mm-hmm. nervous. If I have some preparation beforehand, it makes a huge difference. Or bring a friend with you.
So alongside all of this activity, I would love to hear more about Glaster Pieces. That's a great name for a business, and it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to say. And so tell us about that, and while you're at it, you know, a little bit about how you're juggling all of these things. We talked about time management before. You know, what are you experiencing and noticing as you do all of this?
Well, the Glaster Pieces is the name of course, my business, and I hand paint designs on glass stemware, and they're different than what you see, like the Diva glasses. What they are is unique artisan designs. They can be cherry blossoms, or I was just finishing up a wedding design for somebody that had the wedding paisley with the flowers, and it's white with a blue, almost a stained glass. Glaster Pieces, the name itself, was a brainstorming session from my 15-year-old daughter and I. We were sitting around trying to come up with a name for my business. And both of us thought glass masterpieces, because we thought that they look like glass masterpieces once they were completed. They are pretty much a work of art once you see them and they're done. And you lift them up in the light and they take on their own kind of design, different designs, you know, when you fill them with liquid or dessert or whatever you want to. So that's how they kind of came about, with a name at least. It's very challenging for me to gauge my time, especially as I'm starting out and trying to figure out how to take on new orders, stagger the due dates without taking on too much. That's the biggest thing for me. I tend to be a little bit more of a workaholic than enjoying things a little bit more or going out. I don't have the right work-life balance, but I'm working on that. That's always been a challenge for me. So for me, it's staggering, you know, the orders as they come in, making sure that I'm actually taking time for myself, taking time for my daughter, and doing that. And in order to do that, I tend to schedule. I organize my time or try to be very time management conscious. And I use calendars quite a bit, even just to schedule timeouts for me, timeouts for my daughter.
What do you like to do in your timeout?
I like to read a lot. I like to, my daughter Chelsea and I, we go for walks, we go to the park, we go shopping, we go see movies, play tennis, photography, just sometimes chilling out and doing absolutely nothing. Grabbing some popcorn and watching a movie together, you know, that is just sublime.
Yes.
It's the best
time like
not having to do anything.
Yeah.
<It's heaven.
laughs> Yeah. And it's what is striking me as you're telling me about this is that you are really you've got your each foot in a different world in many ways, because IT, you know, the computer and the security kinds of things, it's a very linear, analytical, logical kind of you know, left brain activity, and then you're got your other foot in glaster pieces, which is very right brain and creative and organic, and it's interesting that you're holding both of those things so gracefully.
The glaster pieces just came about, and I have been enjoying it, thoroughly enjoying it, and I think the biggest gift to me with the glaster pieces, at least, is when I show somebody one of the glasses and their eyes light up and their mouth drops and they gasp and say, that's absolutely gorgeous. And that in itself is just, you know, heaven.
So, you know, as I said, you've kind of got one foot in the left brain and one foot in the right brain, and you've got one foot in the employee realm and one foot in the entrepreneur realm. And so what are some tips you have, particularly for introverts who are perhaps in that transition place, or they're still an employee and wanting to become an entrepreneur? What advice would you have for them?
I think the very first thing would be let go of the fear. Fear is so powerful, and it can definitely hold you back from really seeing your full potential, especially as an introvert, I think. And talking from my experience, is it's held me back so much. And when I let go of a lot of the fear, it's let me propel myself forward and really stretch. And there's very simple ways to start towards that. And by preparing yourself, you can read articles. There's tons of articles out there on networking for the introvert, or getting outside of your own, getting out of your way, basically, and letting go of the fear and actually getting out there and experiencing life a little bit, and to also make that transition from an employee to an entrepreneur, so the transition will be a lot smoother and a lot less stressful. If you're prepared, it's going to take a lot of the stress out of it. Another thing that I would recommend is, though you may not be an employee for somebody else any longer, you're still your employee, and it's still very important to have some kind of time schedule and some kind of time management program, and some kind of structure, because it'll help you maintain not only where you need to go and what you're doing, but it also maintain your confidence and build your brand. And it'll keep you from getting overwhelmed, and it'll keep your mind organized. And I think that's really, really important. You can set aside time to make your calls and answer emails and work. It doesn't have to be on the same schedule that you worked when you're working as an employee for somebody, but I think it is important to set aside specific lots of time each day to work on what you're doing and be very thoughtful about that. And then I think the final thing would probably be to get involved with networking groups, not just online, but very, very much so making those contacts, building the relationships, building personal relationships with people, and getting out there and creating that new network of people who will also begin to support you. Word of mouth, like I said, is so huge. And I don't have, personally for Glassdoor Pieces, I don't have a website yet, and it has been amazing just by word of mouth marketing and the networking that I've done and the different networking groups that I've been into, how my business has grown. And I haven't really, I haven't advertised. I have a Facebook page, that's it. And the only reason why I put it out there was so that people could see my designs and have kind of a landing page. But it's been through the networking and the word of mouth that people have found me and the orders that I've been getting in. And I will need to get a website very soon, but it has been amazing that it's been so effective and so powerful. So I think those are, and those all tend to work together, you know, getting yes. out there and letting go of the fear and getting involved and so on.
And as you were talking about getting rid of the fear, are you familiar with a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway?
Yes, I
yes.
am.
It's one of my favorite books. And I read it about 12 years ago, and it had an extremely profound impact on me. And I recommended it every turn. And I think a lot of what she talks about in that book supports what you are sharing with us here. So a question I ask of all of my guests, and since you said you love to read, I think this is probably a challenging question because it's asking for something very specific and small. But if you were granted a vacation on Introvert Island for a year and you only had room for three books, what would you want to have with you?
See, this is a very challenging question because I do love to read. I'm a voracious reader, so that's very difficult. I think one thing to kind of satisfy my technical, analytical mind would be something along the lines of how to build things from your environment. I don't have a specific book name from it, but if I had a book, you know, they always have the how-to books, a book along those lines so that I could go out and just be like the MacGyver of Introvert Island or something.
Excellent.
I think that would be awesome. And then the second book, I love Jane Austen, so probably Sense and Sensibility. I love that book. That would be my second one. And then I love murder mysteries, and if I had to choose one, it would either be probably Janet Ivanovich, one of her books, or Victoria Lowry.
So how can people learn more about you? And particularly Glassdoor Pieces.
If they wanted to find out more about me or Glassdoor Pieces, Glassdoor Pieces can be found on Facebook, just under Glassdoor Pieces, or they can email me. It's heatjsell, S as in Sam, E-L-L, at yahoo.com, and they can just email me for further information. That email address is out there as well under Glassdoor Pieces and Facebook.
Great. And if somebody is listening and they're curious about the Downtown Women's Club or even starting, initiating some sort of networking group, would you be agreeable to them tapping into your wisdom and experience?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, after we started the Tampa Bay chapter, I helped launch the Sarasota-Bradenton chapter as well as the Orlando chapter not too long afterwards. So
yeah.
Absolutely.
So you are the new chapter start go-to person.
That's
awesome.
It seems to be, but I am more than happy to do so. It's a wonderful organization. So anything I can do to help or any questions I can answer, I would be more than happy to.
Oh, well, thank you, Heather. And thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure talking with you. And I've really enjoyed learning about you and your business and how you've really stretched yourself in ways that are very inspiring, I think. I know to me, and I would expect to many people who are listening. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate being here. This has been a wonderful opportunity.
This is Beth Below, the Introvert Entrepreneur. A very special thanks to Heather Sell for joining us today. And thank you for spending this time with us. Join me each week for insights, information, and inspiration for introverts who know that success is an inside job. If you'd like to learn more, please visit theintrovertentrepreneur.com. You can also find us on Facebook in a growing community of introvert entrepreneurs at facebook.com/theintrovertentrepreneur. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.